This morning, this is our prayer that our spirit may flow.
Amen.
Out of every word that we speak this morning, we just pray that the spirit would flow.
Amen.
We're here to hear the Lord speak to us all, right?
Amen.
So we are all just faithful to stay in the anointing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, the spirit dwells in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the spirit.
Amen.
We're on week 6 on page 104. Hallelujah. We're here to realize the church life in a practical way.
Amen.
In the reality of the one new man.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We are members of the one new man.
Amen.
The body of Christ is the one new man.
Amen.
We saw earlier, old Adam is finished.
Amen.
The old creation is done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We as the one new man, we are God's new creation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, this was the Lord's prayer. The Lord Jesus, he prayed to the Father. He said, Father, that they all may be one as you and I are one.
Amen.
The Son was one with the Father.
Amen.
But now we're the believers. Well, we're not so one, are we? But hallelujah, in our spirit, we are one.
Amen.
We have the oneness of the triune God in our spirit.
Amen.
We all have the same life and nature in our spirit.
Amen.
It's not like just having somebody's got a GMC Yukon, just like mine, all white, same interior, and they're identical. That's one thing, they're identical. We're identical with God because we have the same exact life and nature within us.
Amen.
If we're all in tune with Him, we'll all be thinking the same thing.
Amen.
We'll even have the same thoughts.
Yes.
At the same time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have such a oneness.
Amen.
It's not just like having a pair of twins, identical twins. They may look exactly alike, but they've got two different minds. But saints, we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
We're the twin brothers of Christ, but we have all the same mind.
Amen.
The problem is, we all have a lot of, you know, our self, the old one is here. But this is why we have Ephesians, speaks about, he says, in Ephesians chapter 2, he said, with all lowliness and meekness.
Let's all read it together.
Yeah, yeah, page 110.
Which day?
Yeah.
Day one.
What day one?
Ephesians 4, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Amen. With all holiness, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
So the fact of the matter is, we all have one spirit, we have the same spirit, but we need to keep this oneness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can learn to keep the oneness.
Amen.
And we've got a lot of good instructions here, and we've got a lot of good examples, and I hope everyone would share all these examples that are in this week's message, because we're all learning to be one.
Amen.
And we learn what ruins the oneness, what damages the oneness. But praise the Lord, we can be diligent.
Amen.
How do we know that we have this oneness? We know that we've passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
Amen.
This verse is on page, where is it here?
Day 1.
Day 1's also in day 1. Hallelujah. Let's read that one together also.
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
So we have this oneness. But we need to be diligent to keep the oneness.
Amen.
We know that if we know we have this spirit because we love the brothers.
Amen.
When I got saved and all of a sudden I met other Christians, I realized I just love these people.
Yeah.
Before it was only I loved my kind, you know, my kind of people. Cool people, right? If somebody was like different, you know, well, nothing to do with that. Anybody that was not like you, you didn't care about them. But hallelujah, I care about all the members.
Amen.
All the everybody who has Christ, I just love them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pass out of death into life because we love the brothers.
Amen.
Then we see here, just like the current in the electricity, all these lights in this room here are all connected to the same electricity. The current is equal to the electricity, just as the oneness equals to the spirit.
Amen.
We all have one spirit. You see, there's one of those lamps there, though it's all dark. Why? Because there's something. Either they're burned out. Hallelujah. Our spirit cannot be burned out. Our spirit is life, and it'll be eternal life. Eternal electricity. But the problem is, maybe those bulbs are just not, they got a little, there's some corrosion, or they need to be adjusted, just like sometimes we need to be adjusted to be in the oneness.
Amen.
Sometimes we get off and we're not connected.
Yeah.
We need to be connected.
Amen.
And if anything comes in between to disconnect us, we need to deal with that.
Amen.
We need to go to the Lord, what's keeping me out of this oneness?
Amen.
Why is it that I'm not enjoying my brother Jim? You know, well, I need to, maybe find out why. But go to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We want to be in this oneness.
Amen.
So what does he say here in Ephesians? He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love.
Amen.
In love we bear one another.
Amen.
Why? Because problems come. We need to bear one another.
Yeah.
But if we think we're... What does Paul also say? He says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. But with all lowliness.
Amen.
We just need to... humble ourselves.
Amen.
You may think, this brother, this way or that way. And then you treat him. Then you treat him down. I remember my daughter years ago, we'd go out to Thousand Oaks meeting with the saints out there, and she'd always want, after we, one time we were on our way home, and she said, she commented about Melody Yang. She says, Melody doesn't talk down to you.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie is like 12 years old, and she says, Melody just praise the Lord. We need to be this way with one another.
Amen.
Don't talk down to someone. No, we need to just lower ourselves and in meekness with, praise the Lord, we have
Amen.
The way, huh?
Amen.
Because in the church life, hallelujah for the church life.
Yeah.
The church life is something very fine.
Yeah.
In Leviticus it speaks about this meal offering. The church to God is a meal offering,
Amen.
And it's made with fine flour.
Amen.
There's nothing rough here. There's no coarse grains here. Just like the bread that we eat on the table today, it was made with fine flour.
Amen.
And we are as the many grains which are now this one loaf. We need to be fine.
Amen.
We need to be fine. Hallelujah. Not rough. But there are times when there's some that are very rough. And what does he say here? He says if we in many churches there's problems mostly because of wrong, careless, cold, and harsh attitudes. So we need to have an attitude toward one another. That's not harsh. That's not cold or careless. Maybe we could be careless, even the way we greet one another. Do you ever have a brother, you walk, you can say, oh, hi, brother. And he goes, hey, man. Kind of just a long face. Hey, man. I didn't say praise the Lord, brother. I just said hello. Come on, greet me, Paul speaks about greet one another.
Amen.
He calls it a holy kiss.
Amen.
In other words, there's some kind of affection there. It's not a fleshy kind of that kind of love, but if we're enjoying the Lord, we just love one another.
Amen.
You want to go, hi, Brother Glenn?
Amen.
Oh, amen. It's like, don't be cold. We need to be warm with one another.
Amen.
Just as the Lord is warm with us, we need to be warm with one another.
Amen.
Our motive, right, needs to be in lowliness, regardless of our standard.
Amen.
Meekness, however, is a matter of attitude. What's our attitude toward one another?
Amen.
We don't want to be careless with one another.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, we have the way.
Amen.
And many times you see things that maybe someone offends you. Sometimes you just need to go before the Lord and just open to the Lord and spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And ask the Lord, Lord, heal my heart that one didn't mean what they said. Or maybe they did mean what they said. They just treated you harshly. But do I still love that brother or that sister? We need to have this kind of attitude. Or you see others. You see some that are quarreling. You know, last year a sister talked to me. She goes, "What should I do?" Oh, this sister, she really, you know, she said this to me, and I just, oh, it was really wrong. It was really wrong. And my tendency is, well, oh, I'm going to go talk to that sister and you know, and fix it, right? And adjust her and help her to. But you know what? I just had to go into the Holy of Holies. And, oh, and even in tears sometimes. What does he say here? In tears sometimes. Otherwise, we're just judging one another, like, oh, that brother, you know, forget about him. No, we need to go into the Holy of Holies, and Lord, just in tears, and just, Lord, spare these members before him. And then maybe you come back out of the Holy of Holies, and the Lord will just say, don't say anything. Just continue to pray for that one. But maybe sometime along the way, something may arise, and there may be a time to infuse that one in love. To minister life to such a one. Because you see someone sinning, you have to find a way to minister life to that one. Amen. That member may be charged with life and filled with life.
Amen.
For the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah, for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
What is it? It's being built up in love.
Amen.
We know we pass out of death into life because we love the brother.
Amen.
And we need to keep the oneness in the Word.
Amen. Teaching
the same thing, speaking the same thing.
Amen.
Speaking one to another in psalms and hymns. Huh? Speaking the ministry to one another.
Amen.
Not teaching different things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have one teaching, and what is it? It's God's economy.
Amen.
Hallelujah for God's economy.
Amen.
We're being built up to be God's expression.
I know.
Well, there's too many riches here in and I'm sure it's all going to come out. So
Amen.
Be bold to stand up and speak the riches for the building up of the body.
Amen. 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 Ephesians 4, 2 and 3. With all lowliness and meekness.
Amen.
With long suffering, bearing one another in love.
Amen.
Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
Amen. Amen.
Well, four words that stood out to me this week were standard, attitude, speaking, and teaching. And it's kind of a progression. You know, on day one, it says we need to be careful to have not a standard other than Christ. If we hold on to anything other than Christ, they'll cause problems, right? And what issues out of our standard is our attitude, right? And what comes out of our attitude is our speaking.
Right.
And eventually what comes out is our teaching, right?
Amen.
So you have the standard, the attitude, the speaking, and the teaching. But what I really appreciated throughout this whole week is all of these things has brought us back to Christ.
Amen.
So the unique standard is Christ.
Amen.
And in those verses in Ephesians, we see we need to hold on to the Spirit, right?
Amen.
How do we hold on to Christ? We need to hold on to the Spirit, right?
Amen.
And then we need a new attitude, right?
Amen.
Well, on day two, our attitude is what he says, come to me, right, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
Amen.
So I like that. The proper attitude is Christ, right?
Amen.
And then what about our speaking? What does our speaking come out of? It says, but the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
It comes out of the Spirit.
Amen.
And then you're brought back to Christ.
Amen.
And then eventually, what is this? When we're speaking, it says, I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that
you all speak the same thing.
Amen.
So it comes out of our Lord, right?
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, I really love this in Colossians 2, holding the head.
Amen.
Holding the head.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're just here to hold the head.
Amen.
Out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together, grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
So I was just enjoying this week. What my need is to have all these wonderful things, as Gino outlined some of them, I'm sure so many will come out, is I just have to get back to Christ.
Right?
The only standard is Christ.
Right?
The only one with the proper attitude is Christ. Right? The only one who speaks something in a proper way is Christ. Right? The only one who teaches in the right way is Christ. Right? So what do? We just learn to hold on to Christ. Right? Not to hold on to anything else. So I'm so glad in the church life we're just brought back to Christ again and again and again.
Right?
Sometimes you hear the brothers and you go, well, what about this problem? What about that problem? They say, just enjoy the Lord.
Right?
No, but how do I take care of this, right? But actually, really, we need to learn to enjoy the Lord, right?
Amen.
To hold on to Him for so many things, right?
Amen.
out from this will issue the body of Christ.
Amen.
So hallelujah, we're just here holding the head together.
Amen.
We need to hold the head, right?
Amen.
Out from which comes everything else.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I enjoyed the same thing.
Amen.
So it's out from whom?
Amen.
You know, the title of this message is really wonderful. It's how to realize the church life in a practical way.
Amen.
In the reality of the one new man.
Amen. Two words.
Practical and reality.
Amen.
And last week, I enjoyed the matter of, as you have not so learned Christ.
Amen.
And then it said, as you have been taught and heard Him,
amen,
and been taught in Him, as the reality is in Jesus.
Amen.
So you have the reality in a man, in the man Jesus, just like the four Gospels. And here, it's so wonderful. You have His living is the fine flower. But and then he goes on after that. He talks about, remember the principles and then the details. I just felt like this week it got so practical with all the sharing on these details. And I know just two things, kind of like what Dave said, it's out from whom.
Amen.
In other words, we have to maintain, how practically, can I enter into this? Because realistically, I'm not meek.
No.
What is that to see that? The things are meekness. I'm not meek.
Yeah.
I'm not lowly. I'm not long-suffering. I won't bear with you. So what do I do?
Yeah.
I just two things that stuck me. One is, because last week, remember, on the dispensing. We need to stay in the dispensing. Like, so we need to maintain the flow of life.
Amen.
If I'm not enjoying the flow of life when I meet Jared,
yeah,
I probably won't be meek and lowly. And the other thing that touched me was this part of the message verse says, our relationship to the head determines our relationship to the other members.
Amen.
So we need to stay in the fellowship.
Amen.
And I realize for me to have a fine living, I need to have fine fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Not a coarse fellowship.
Right.
And just brought me back to that verse in Corinthians. Verse 9 says, God is faithful who's called us into the fellowship.
Amen.
And then the next verse says, it talks about all speaking the same thing.
Amen.
And being attuned. How do we do that? We stay in the fellowship.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. This sentence in Dave 5 really touched me. It says that we want a condition in which the one new man speaks.
Amen.
Right. Whenever we come up to the meetings, right, we are many members of this one. And I was reminded of John 15. John 15 shows us, right, that there is this vine and then there are branches. And we don't look at that as separate things, right? It's one plant, but it's composed of many branches and one vine. I remembered something that I had been taught in AP US history that I took a few years back. Before the Civil War, the United States, whenever people would talk about them, would say that the United States are blank, right? But after the Civil War, which America considers to be its biggest time of troubles and hardships, they started referring to the United States as one thing. They started saying, the United States is, right? And this is how we should refer to the churches, right? You should say, the churches is. Right? We are not many churches. We are one church. Right? And just like in the world that suffering is needed to unite the states and make them an is, in the churches we also have a lot of suffering. We have hard times. And sometimes we ask the Lord, you know, why so many things? Why is it so hard? Right? Just we could have a little bit of suffering and that would be okay. But Lord, why did we have to have so much suffering? Right. Why did the brother have to say that to me? Why did somebody else have to say that to me? Why did they have to look at me that way?
Right.
Well, this is for the blending and the oneness. With enough suffering, the church goes from an R to an is. Right? The one new man comes out of this kind of a thing. So, praise the Lord, when we come together as many members, we are one church. And even worldwide, we are one church with all the believers. Right? We love everyone because we are connected to this singular vine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Right. I'm so grateful for each and every one here today. Most of all, I thank the Lord God that He loved me so much that He gave His only one begotten Son.
Amen.
And we all may be saved.
Amen.
And I thank God for His Word. And I thank Him for all the tools that He has given us as the body of church, as the body of Christ. And in week 5, day 6, it all is very fluid to me. As the child of the Most High Only God, we're going to face trials and tests and situations. Angry Satan, the enemy of God, always presents himself. But I thank God for His Word.
Amen.
I thank God that I know how to pray. I thank Him for Jesus Christ as the example of how we must live.
Amen.
And in week 5, I love where in Ephesians 4:29, and be kind to one another,
amen,
tenderhearted,
amen,
forgiving one another,
amen,
even as God in Christ also forgave you.
Amen.
And I believe it was Abraham. I always pray and ask the Lord, help me, Father God, to walk uprightly before Thee every day, all day long of my life.
Amen.
We are examples of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank God His strength, His love, and His Son Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
You for the oneness.
Amen.
We really enjoyed Colossians 2:19, holding the head of the all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, growing to the growth of God.
Amen.
So I was really trying to chew on this verse this week because, you know, sometimes it does seem very hard to be one with someone, and it seems, you know, it's kind of like a paradox, you know, you're separate, but you're one at the same time. So I enjoy this part. Even this morning, we're talking about the joints and the sinews. And so it just reminded me of a story my teacher told us one time about how she had got an accident and she has her hand like slashed open. But then after that, she was like ran to the ER and she was really worried. But then after that, she was like, so the sinews are your ligaments and your tendons. And if you were to slash your hand open, it's a scary thing. But the doctors were looking at her sinews to make sure like they weren't cut or they weren't harmed in any way. Because if your sinews are cut, you lose function.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose function in that. So it was just a finger, but she's like, I don't want to lose that finger. Like, it's my finger. So if you lose, so you know, if you were to be disconnected from the sinews, your function is lost. So I really appreciate, you know, we need to have these sinews. We need to be connected to one another.
Amen.
So to be connected to one another, you know, that causes the growth. And so, you know, I just really enjoyed, you know, I've really been freshly appreciating the saints, too.
Amen.
Even, you know, the church is so sweet. Like Melanie said, they're just one church.
Amen.
So, you know, if I was to move to Europe or something, they're still one with the body or still one with the saints. And so I just enjoyed, you know, we have the real oneness.
Thank
you for the one body.
Amen.
This week I enjoyed the title, The Crucial Experiences in the Practice of a Church Life, which is very, very important. Our attitude, each one of us have an attitude. Our attitude is either vertical or horizontal. It stressed that in one of the messages this week. And I certainly enjoy it because I've heard it before. Vertical means up and down, which is each one of us have a heart for the Lord. Each one of us are born again Christians. We have a heart. We have a vertical a pointer for the Lord. But what is bad is our horizontal. We love the brothers and sisters. This should be unending, loving the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
But sometimes the enemy comes in. And when he comes in, even if he says something to your wife or your husband and you want to repeat it, you shouldn't. You should keep the tears away.
Amen.
Keep it to yourself.
Amen.
Keep it to yourself.
Right.
And there will be the vertical and the horizontal love for the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the practical way.
Amen.
One new man, like the brother and sister, share that this week is just so practical. And I feel like, you know, like the x-ray is kind of zooming into your being, hoping just expose what kind of person we are. And in Ephesians 4, 1 to 3, we see that there are five phrases pertaining to this one thing: lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another in love, and the uniting bonds of peace. Lowliness is just pertaining to our standard. We do not keep high. We keep high standard for other people. Meekness refers to our attitude, what sister shared, our attitude. Long-suffering refers to our spoken word. You would never think that long-suffering is our spoken word, you know? But it was just so practical, because that's true. You know, a lot of times when something happens, somebody said something to us, not so good, right away you want to go and tell another person. You feel like, you know, you cannot keep it to yourself. And this requires long-suffering. And then the bearing one another in love.
Amen.
And then keeping the diligent to keep the oneness. The first two, the lowliness and the meekness, refer to ourselves, towards ourselves. The second two, the bearing one another and the long suffering and bearing one another, those are towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that, okay, with others we need to have long suffering, because if we don't have long suffering, we want to tell other people, and therefore we cannot love other people. And if we don't have love is just, you become, when you have love, you have suspicious, you become suspicious. Or if not suspicious, then you become fear. Okay, a lot of times in the service, I have that feeling. A sister is kind of strong, can speak very, very straightforward words. You kind of want to stay away from that sister. You know, so that will not be the oneness. There will be no oneness.
Right.
So the Lord, Ephesians, is gave us such a practical way that we need to have this no suspicion and no fear. You know, and that's just the truth, life. Because this is how we can keep the oneness.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
amen.
Keep us in a practical way.
Amen.
But the verse that I really enjoy is, but the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Amen.
There's nothing we can do, we can manufacture, we can strive to do. We can just live. Turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Let the spirit flow out. Because the fruit of the spirit is all these things.
Amen.
Amen. Do you now love the believers?
Amen.
If anyone says that he still hates Christians, I do not believe that he is saved. At first, I thought this was my own concept. But when I read John 13, 14 and 15, which indicates that the love for the brothers is a proof.
Amen.
We have eternal life.
Amen.
Within us.
Amen.
We have it within us already.
Amen.
And we have the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
To use that.
Amen.
Yeah, that's important.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I just enjoy that brother's point. Tease up to something I was just thinking. We in the church are one.
Amen.
We're the united bond of peace.
Amen.
And the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
When we hear the word spoken out of context, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, kindness, all the attributes that we would like to have, we have to realize in ourselves, in our old man, we can't do it. And all of them are asking us to do it in our old men.
Yeah.
everything that Paul has shared with us, and Christ is speaking through him, is saying to us, do this in me, in the Spirit.
Amen.
When you realize you're cut off, when you realize you cannot have long suffering, which to me is like extreme patience, right? When you have no long suffering to bear for others, when you have no long suffering to bear the sisters or even the children, when they're driving you crazy, or doing something that you've told them a thousand times to stop doing, you cannot do it. Only in Christ,
Amen.
In the Spirit, can you do these things, can you have these things. You know, as it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. I can now love brothers only when I'm touched by the Spirit. If as someone shared, I come into the church, or I'm on my way in the parking lot of the church, and someone says, you know, hello, and I'm like, right. You know, how can that brother love me unless he's in the Spirit? How can I love the brother by sharing him or greeting him with, you know, basically a warm greeting? If I'm not in my Spirit, I'm going to, it's going to be very coarse, right? But through Christ's refinement of me in the Spirit, I can greet the brother with an
advocate.
Amen. Remember, like, how are you doing? You know, I care. I don't know. Maybe I don't. There's someone I haven't met before, but it's like I can see that in person. I'm like, oh, this one has Christ in him.
Yeah.
And we're going together. We're going together to enjoy Christ.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Something that we have.
Right.
And we're enjoying Christ.
Amen.
This is the same kind of love we have to have. Same Spirit. Like when we meet fellow Christians in our workplace. When we meet non-believers in our workplace.
Right.
We have to have the Spirit of love.
Amen.
And Christ can suffer the unbelievers.
Amen.
You know, who will try us, who will, you know, bring all these things to us that will test us, basically. But I just enjoy this one last point, and I'll wrap up really quickly, is that the only way that you can preserve it is the unique ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask yourself, what is the unique ministry? Who is the unique ministry?
Amen.
Christ.
Right.
Amen. Christ and the Spirit.
Amen.
If we say that we are in the recovery, yet we teach something so slightly, or so like it, even if it's different from God's economy, we so see that we're off of vision. Therefore, the only way that we can be preserved
Amen.
In the eternal oneness is to teach the same thing to God's economy.
Amen.
We know God's economy. God's economy is to Spirit, to
Amen.
Be transformed by the Spirit,
Amen.
To be conformed by the Spirit, to be transported. You know, like we're one in Christ. So praise the Lord. We
Amen.
Know this. We have this. We have this truth that we
Amen.
Can take with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we love the Lord and we love the brothers.
Amen.
What do we do when there are disagreements? And there are. Brother Lee says on day 6, if differences arise, we must not try to straighten them out by discussion.
Amen.
Rather, we should just recognize Christ as the head.
Amen.
So shared with the brothers yesterday morning. I had an experience not that long ago where I was with a brother who I love, and he loves me, and we've been very close for a long period of time. Somehow we start talking about politics and we did not agree and we were very angry at each other. I kid you not, almost yelling. And it's interesting because we both recognized at the exact same time what was happening and we both stopped and we just turned to the Lord.
Amen.
Because only in spirit will there be no differences among us.
Amen.
When we're not in spirit, that's where the trouble is.
Amen.
So we need to stay in spirit.
Amen.
Holding the head
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy the verses on day 5. Romans 15:6 it says that was one accord you made with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It's just like we have maybe 100 people here, but here is saying that even though we're 150 people, we can have one mouth to glorify God.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 1:10 says, teach you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing.
Amen.
Let there be no divisions among you, but that you may be attuned in the same mind and same
mind.
Amen. And, I enjoy that to do this, we need to have the one ministry, we need to be one spirit with the Lord. And I was thinking of the Lord Jesus himself in John 12. The Lord says, I have not spoken from, this is 1249, I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who sent me, he himself has given commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is true eternal life. The things, therefore, that I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak. So I thought, what a wonderful example that the Lord himself, you know, he just didn't speak. Here he was, the Lord himself, but he didn't speak, you know, what he wanted to. But he spoke what the Father spoke to him.
Amen.
So in the same manner, you know, in the church site, we shouldn't speak. It's like Glenn was saying, if we talk about politics, we're one side, the other side. But if we speak what the Lord's speaking to us, and we all speak the same thing, then the church life will be built up.
Amen.
I enjoy a few phrases as well this week, and like many have said, you know, the same thing. I'll speak the same thing.
Amen.
It says one accord.
Amen.
One mouth.
Amen.
Same thing.
Amen.
No division.
Amen.
Attuned.
Amen.
Same mind.
Amen.
Same opinion.
Amen.
How could this be realized? Well, we have to realize that the church is the one new man.
Amen.
And one new man has one mouth.
Amen.
And he has one head.
Amen.
So this is what we need to do. They six. There's another phrase, holding
the head.
Amen. So what do we need to do in order to have the same mind, the same speak? We speak the same thing. We need to hold to the head.
Amen.
I also enjoy that sentence that Brother Paul read, which I'm going to read it too. He says, our relationship to the head determines our relationship to the other members.
Amen.
We need to hold the head.
Amen.
The head speaks one thing, and we just speak what the head speaks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have nothing new.
Amen.
We just speak what the head speaks.
Amen.
That was so new.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we all long to be meek, lowly, long-suffering, and even very love. But it's impossible, you know, we cannot do it. I try myself. I try. You know, whenever I saw, you know, people are so meek, so lowly, so nice, I try to imitate them, but I cannot. Maybe for a few hours, after a few hours, my old attitude come up again. You know, but praise the Lord that this week, you know, the Lord showed me that He is the head. He is the head of this body. Okay, so we need to hold the head. And out from all the body being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God.
Amen.
And so we are growing with the growth of God today.
Amen.
This is not, you know, not for us to be, you know, clenching our teeth that we should be long suffering like that. No, all we need to do is just keep enjoying Him, hold Him every day, and this natural, you know, spontaneously, He will be expressed. Spontaneously, He will live up. You know, this week, I was so touched by the word long-suffering. Before I had this different concept about long-suffering, I thought that it's only about my condition. You know, something about, you know, my condition, and my difficulties, and my hardship. No, it is related to our spoken word. Oh, Lord Jesus, I was so delighted by this. Long-suffering is related to our spoken word. And to keep on speaking something according to our particular desire is the real suffering. That's very true. You know, we might tell everything, what we see, whatever happened to us. You know, even something that you thought is right, you know, we want to tell everyone, or even to vindicate or to defend ourselves. But this is not what the Lord wants. You know, the Lord wants us to learn to be long-suffering and to be long and to learn to be long. In order to long, learn the lesson of long-suffering, we need to experience the suffering of restricting our mouth and stopping our tongue. We may see and hear many things, but we should not speak a word without the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we need the Holy Spirit to restrict us, to lead us in our everyday utterance, expression, and conversation, not only with the saints, even in the office, you know, in the office with co-workers. I really feel, you know, felt so bad because in the office I like to tell everything, especially when somebody says something, you know, wrong to me. I will tell somebody to find out their opinion if that is right or not. Oh Lord Jesus, this is what the Lord wants us to learn.
Amen.
We must learn to pray to Him,
amen,
to have the Holy Spirit to anoint and lead
amen
us.
Amen.
This week I did not enjoy the verses at all. It's just like painful to myself, you know. Long suffering, lowliness, meekness. All of them are just against my natural constitution. But the Lord actually told me, or else mentioned, it's like, you know, why don't you listen to the message? So I listened to it, and it was actually Ed Marks speaking. And in his first opening word, he mentioned about this book, about the joy of seeing the body of Christ. I may have butchered the title. But he said that there's three levels of joy in the Christian life. The first level is the joy of salvation. When you get saved, you ultimately start loving the Lord. And then secondly, the joy of being in the church life.
Amen.
You know, when you finally found your house, your home, then it's like, wow, I'm at home and I'm at peace. But the third joy is the critical joy, is the joy of seeing the body of Christ.
Amen.
But this joy here is very mystical, yet it is true. We are going there, and we are going to be there. So, you know, if you look at his introductory word, or if you listen to this introductory word, and apply this whole week, it makes a whole lot of sense. Because number one, you don't take this as your own self. You don't become meek, you don't become lowly, nothing out of your own. You have to take Christ as his very person. And I remember what Brother Oscar here mentioned several books ago. I believe it was a Heavenly Vision. You mentioned that we, you know, as Christians, we should not take the Spirit as just a tool. But we should take the Spirit as a very person who lives inside of us. This Spirit is actually, there's actually a human, there's actually Christ living in our spirit.
Amen.
And the Spirit actually wants to spread His home into us.
Amen.
He wants to, you know, go from our spirit to our mind, our emotion, and our will.
Amen.
So once we see that and once we experience that, all of these things make sense. Thus you can realize, you know, in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. We can do it, but it's not on our own. It is Christ actually living out of us.
Hasta que todos lleguemos a la unidad de la fe y el pleno conocimiento del Hijo de Dios.
Amen.
A un hombre de plena madurez, a la medida y la estatura de la plenitud de Cristo.
Amen.
El único capaz de perdonar incondicionalmente es Cristo en nosotros.
Nuestro
amor natural es un amor corrupto. Solamente Cristo es capaz de amar a los hermanos incondicionalmente. Por esa razón necesitamos crecer hasta que todos lleguemos a la unidad. Entonces, cuando tenemos ese crecimiento, tenemos la capacidad de amar a los hermanos. Cuando amamos a los hermanos, es Cristo que ama en nosotros a los hermanos y perdonamos a los hermanos. El amor sufre, hermanos. Cuando amamos a los hermanos, vamos a sufrir. Vamos a ver cosas y vamos a callarlas y vamos a ir al Señor y vamos a llorar y vamos a sufrir por causa del propósito de Dios.
Amen.
El amor corrupto, el amor natural corrupto es condicional. Si tú me das, yo te doy. Si tú me amas, yo te amo. Pero el amor de Dios no es así. El amor de Dios todo lo cree, todo lo perdona, todo lo soporta, no se encela, no toma en cuenta el mal. Ese es el amor divino. A medida que Cristo va creciendo en cada uno de nosotros, los atributos divinos son expresados en las virtudes humanas. Entonces tenemos la mansedumbre, la longanimidad, la paz, el amor, la humildad. La humildad es, mire, la mansedumbre, dice: aprender de mí que soy manso y humilde de corazón, y hallaré descanso para vuestras almas. Ser humilde es permanecer en un nivel bajo, pero ser manso implica no pelear por uno mismo. En nuestro hombre natural peleamos todos los días porque queremos que se haga nuestra voluntad, pero el nuevo hombre no pelea por uno mismo. El nuevo hombre simplemente disfruta al Señor. Vemos la necesidad del cuerpo de Cristo. Como un doctor escucha al paciente, y al escuchar al paciente se da cuenta de la necesidad, de la enfermedad que tiene ese paciente, y entonces podemos aplicar la medicina, el antídoto, de acuerdo a la necesidad del paciente. Uno de los aspectos de la vida de la iglesia es un hospital. El segundo aspecto es un hogar y una escuela. En la vida de la iglesia, como un hogar, necesitamos sentirnos arropados por los hermanos. Amén. Sentirnos seguros como nuestro propio hogar. Cuando llegamos a la iglesia, a la vida de la iglesia, llegamos a nuestra casa. Llegamos a nuestro hogar. Y aquí tenemos una mesa servida. Y aquí podemos comer la porción de los santos. Aleluya.
Speak what we've been enjoying, the worship in our mouth. complete the oneness of the Spirit by loving the saints and by teaching one thing, God's economy. When there's a ministry, there's a teaching. And we shouldn't just teach something because it's scriptural or it's right. Like the Judaism is right, it's the Old Testament teaching, but then it's not God's economy. This week's an encouragement also because in our natural zeal, we make a lot of mistakes. And Lord Jesus, we do it unknowingly, and it causes division in the mind. And a lot of times we try to hold on to the childish things. But love covers all things, and we have forgiveness in the body.
Amen.
Moses, he became weak because he saw that God was the I am.
Amen.
He was everything. So that means that Moses was nothing. Lord Jesus, God told Moses to put his hand in his bosom before Moses went to Pharaoh. And Moses, when he pulled out his hand, he didn't pull out a diamond, but he pulled out a leper's hand. So that just showed Moses that he was just flesh. Lord Jesus, so he learned not to have confidence in himself, even though he was well educated. But Moses eventually realized he needed Aaron. He needed a companion, and then God gave him that companion to be a restriction to Moses, to be a safeguard and protection to him. So in the church life, we need companions to learn to hold on to the head Christ and make all fit to him and all things in love.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone have one sentence for us?
We can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Amen.
You understand the word rich in the original means extravagantly.
Amen.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Amen.
Christ is the unique authority in the body.
Amen.
The place of all the members is to hold him as the unique and supreme authority in all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we let the cross deal with our natural life, we will find no difficulty in the relationship with fellow members of the body.
Amen.
We want a condition in which the one new man speaks. There is only one new man, and this one new man has only one person.
Amen.
So the one new man speaks with one mouth and says the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're on the practice of the church life. But we, in these past 3 weeks, we are only touching the intrinsic practice.
Amen.
The practice that is Christ as the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
We haven't been touching outward practices like how to arrange the chairs. Should we have a piano or guitars? Or what about book sales? Or who is serving with the children? Those are the outward practices. We do need them. But we need to be focused on what is essential. If book sales doesn't open 1 week, we can live without it. But if we miss Christ, we've lost the reality of the church life.
Amen.
Christ is the reality.
Amen.
We need Him.
Amen.
So let's turn to day 4. And I'll read Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the united bond of peace.
So here, we need the Lord to do this.
Amen.
As several have mentioned, the lowliness, the meekness is not ours. The long suffering is not ours.
Amen.
The love is not ours. The peace is not ours. All of this is the Lord in us.
Amen.
It should be clear right from the start of these verses. With all lowliness, all meekness. You may think you're lowly in something. You may well have been lowly in something. You may well have been meek in some situation.
But none of us can say, I have all woe in me. None of us can say, I have all meekness. I am lowly, I am meek in every situation. No one here can say that. We need the Lord. Long suffering. No doubt we've all had experiences of suffering. But how about long suffering? And then out of the long suffering, if it's ourselves, what comes? Complaining? Telling people everything we went through, looking for sympathy? But look at the verses here. Long suffering and then love. Does love come out of your suffering? Does love come out of my suffering? No. But it does come out of the Lord's suffering.
Amen.
We need the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the uniting bond of peace. He is our peace with one another.
Amen.
It's not based on, I like you, so I'm at peace with you. I don't like him, so forget about it. No, the Lord has the equal peace for everybody.
Amen.
The equal love for everybody.
Amen.
The Lord, even some of those who were opposing him said, we know you don't have any special respect of persons. You love everyone equal.
Amen.
Oh, we need the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we need to open to him.
Amen.
To pray, Lord, I need you.
Amen.
But to even take these verses to pray in a specific way.
Amen.
Lord, I need you as my meekness.
Amen.
Lord, I need you as my lowliness.
Amen.
I need you as my long suffering.
Amen.
Lord, be my love for the brother.
Amen.
Lord, be my peace with the brother.
Amen.
We need to pray in such a way, opening to him.
Amen.
And if you're new here, if you've only been here months or a few years, just take care of that. Open to the Lord. Whatever virtue you see in the Bible. Lord, I need you as peace. Lord, be my love. But for those of us who have been here a few decades, we also need to open to the Lord in asking him, Lord, what in me hinders you from becoming my peace? What hinders you from becoming my lowliness? Lord, show me why you can't be meekness in me. We need some shining from the Lord. We need to open to the Lord. This should not be our primary prayer all day, every day, for the next week. But we do need to open to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, what hinders your move in me? What hinders you from becoming my long suffering?
Amen.
Show me, Lord. Once the Lord shows us what hinders, then he can move in more.
Amen.
And then in the last part, let's turn to day 5 and read 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now
I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be as Jews in the same mind.
This comes out of experiencing Christ as our virtues.
Amen.
When we have the meekness, the lowliness, we have all these virtues. Even we have the verse in Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. When the Spirit becomes all these things, we're of the same mind.
Amen.
We're of the same opinion.
Amen.
We speak the one thing.
Amen.
But this requires some attuning. Be attuned in the same mind and the same opinion.
Amen.
So again, we need to pray, Lord, I need your tuning.
Amen.
Tune me.
Amen.
This is not
once for all. Anyone who owns a guitar or a piano knows it needs tuning quite often. Guitar, it seemed like almost every time you pull it out of a case, it needs to be tuned. Every time we get out of bed in the morning, Lord, this is a day for tuning, baby. It's good to pray in such a way.
Amen.
But again, for those of us who have been here a long time, we need to open to the Lord. Lord, what is frustrating the tuning work in me? Don't ask what's frustrating in Him. No, let Him ask the Lord. Lord, what is frustrating your tuning work in me?
Amen.
Why do I have a limitation with your one mind and one opinion?
Amen.
We need to open to the Lord. Lord, what is wrong with me? What is the hindrance in me? Lord, shine on the roadblock in me.
Amen.
So that you can be all these things to me.
Amen.
So that you can fill me.
Amen.
You can be all my virtue.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what the Lord wants to do.
Amen.
He will work this out.
Amen.
We may not see how, but all we can do is open to Him.
Amen.
Lord, I'm here. Have your way.